listen for the word of God as it comes to us from the psalmist, Psalm 46, verses 8 through 11. Come, behold the works of the Lord. See what desolations God has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I am exalted among the nations. I am exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Turn now to the Newer Testament, to the Gospel of John in the 14th chapter, beginning at the 23rd verse. Jesus said, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but it is from the Father who sent me. I have said these things to you while I am still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away, and I am coming to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe." And finally, we turn to the Gospel according to Matthew in the 5th chapter, beginning at the 43rd verse. Jesus said, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be children of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the righteous and on the unrighteous. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet only your brothers and sisters, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Once again, let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. As of course you are aware, tomorrow, Memorial Day, is the day in the United States for remembering and honoring persons who have died while serving in the U.S. Armed Forces. Memorial Day is currently observed every year on the last Monday of May, although originally it was observed always on May 30th, beginning in 1868, up until it changed in 1970. Many people visit memorials and cemeteries on Memorial Day to remember dead loved ones, and particularly to honor all those who have died in military service. Across the land, the day is marked by solemn ceremony, public prayer, calls for patriotism, and support for those currently serving at arms. For me personally, Memorial Day has always been and still is a day of sadness, a day of moral and ethical turmoil, a day of grief and pain and despair, struggling toward the light of hope. I did not serve in the military. A student deferment and a high draft number at the height of the Vietnam War meant that I never had to serve or even decide if I could or should. Well, as a citizen of the United States, I owe the comfort and security I can mostly afford to take for granted to the sacrifice of more than two centuries of servicemen and women who willingly or reluctantly did serve and fight and die. I was raised to believe, and I myself have come to the firm conviction rooted deeply in my Christian faith, that war is evil, that killing is wrong and ought to be avoided unless and until absolutely every other means of solving a problem has been exhausted. On the other hand, I ache for friends and family I know whose sons or daughters, husbands or wives, mothers or fathers are serving at this very moment, who stand guard in places around the globe where the threat of violence is constant. I grieve for the thousands of Americans through the years who have lost their lives and for the families who have mourned them. I grieve as well for the millions of our allies and enemies alike who have died in wars, children of God all, who believed that their cause was just and their duty clear. I look at the world today, divided, angry, untrusting, embroiled in countless conflicts, addicted to war and the preparation for war politically, economically, and emotionally, and I weep for the sheer hopelessness of it. I think for some, Memorial Day is a day for celebrating, for glorifying war and warriors. I can't bring myself to observe it like that. I choose rather to mark it as a day of thanksgiving for sacrifices made and a day of repentance for the human failures that necessitated them. I see it as a day to acknowledge how much I am the beneficiary of a long and still unfolding history of such failure and sacrifice, and to confess how much I am complicit in their perpetuation, if not because of my actions, then because of my timidity and inaction. I see Memorial Day as a day of prayer for those now in harm's way, a day for individual and corporate self-examination toward the end that those who gave and will give their lives in war may not have died in vain, a day to resolve that peace and justice will come to hold sway, and that future generations won't have to sacrifice and fight and die. William Whiting, back in 1860, wrote the words to what is now known as the Navy Hymn. Writers through the years have added other stanzas invoking God's blessings on men and women who serve in nearly every branch and sub-branch of the armed forces. Eternal Father, strong to save, whose arm doth bind the restless wave, who bidst the mighty ocean deep its own appointed limits keep, O, hear us when we cry to thee for those in peril on the sea. Lord, guard and guide all those who fly through the great spaces of the sky. Be with them always in the air, in darkening storm or sunlight fair. O, hear us when we lift our prayer for those in peril in the air. Eternal Father, grant, we pray, to all Marines, both night and day, the courage, honor, strength, and skill, their land to serve, thy law fulfill. Be thou the shield forevermore, from every peril to the core. Lord, guard and guide the ones who fly and those who on the ocean ply. Be with our troops upon the land and all who for their country stand. Be with our guardians day and night, and may their trust be in thy might. Eloquent and heartfelt prayers, to be sure. But I would add my own humble attempt at poetic invocation in the same spirit. Lord, give your grace to those who speak, diplomacy and peace to seek. Steadfast and true may they remain, that warriors' death be not in vain. O, hear us when we cry to thee for peace in air, on land and sea. As we read in Matthew's gospel today, Jesus taught that we should not pray only for our friends, but for our enemies and those who persecute us. These are words of Henry Van Dyke out of the old Presbyterian Book of Common Worship, responding to that command. We pray, O Lord, as Christ has taught us, for our enemies, that their hearts and our hearts may be drawn to God, the Father of all, and filled with the desire to serve him, that peace may be reestablished on the foundation of justice, truth, and goodwill. O God, who hast made of one blood all the nations of the earth, mercifully hear our supplications and remove from the world forever the dreadful menace of war. Guide the rulers with thy counsel and restrain the passions of the people so that bloodshed may be averted and peace be preserved. By the pouring out of thy Spirit upon all flesh, quicken the sense of our common brotherhood and sisterhood, bring the nations into a new bond of fellowship, and hasten the time when the kingdoms of this world shall become the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To that I say, amen. Amen. Some great Americans have participated in the painful exercise of national self-examination over the horror that is war and our complicity in it. Among them, General and President Dwight Eisenhower, who wrote, "I hate war as only a soldier who has lived it can, as one who has seen its brutality, its futility, its stupidity. Though force can protect in emergency, only justice, fairness, consideration, and cooperation can finally lead to the dawn of eternal peace. Every gun that is made, every warship launched, every rocket fired signifies in the final sense a theft from those who hunger and are not fed, those who are cold and not clothed. This world in arms is not spending money alone. It is spending the sweat of its laborers, the genius of its scientists, the hopes of its children. This is not a way of life at all in any true sense. Under the clouds of war, it is humanity hanging on a cross of iron." Maybe we can take those words to heart for judgment as well as for inspiration to make change. I hope and pray so. At the very least, maybe it would help if we shared those words with friends and neighbors and even those who serve in high political office, that they might join the conversation and the self-examination. And I wonder what God thinks about the conversation. God's book gives us some hints. Isaiah chapter 2. "God shall judge between the nations, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore." Matthew 5. "You've heard it said, love your friends and hate your enemies. But I say, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be children of your Father in heaven." And let me give you what may be a different perspective on the 46th Psalm. Usually we take verse 10 as a guide and invitation to personal devotion and prayer. "Be still and know that I am God." That's good. It works. And in our busy, noisy world, we need such a quieting word. But if we look more closely at the context in which this admonition is embedded, it's not really a whisper, but a shout. The nations are in uproar. The kingdoms totter. God utters his voice. The earth melts. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire. "Be still and know that I am God." Like an exasperated father whose reckless, rowdy children have gotten on his last nerve, "Be still and know that I am God." But God also speaks a word of hope, a word of support, a word of encouragement, a word of help. These are the words of his Son, Jesus Christ. "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give as the world gives. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Don't let them be afraid." Peace. 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 I sure need to hear that. I'm guessing you do too. So let Memorial Day tomorrow be a day of prayer for all those in harm's way. Let it be a day for taking a hard look at ourselves and at the cost and consequence of war. Let it be a day for resolving to change so that those who, in the words of Abraham Lincoln, have given their last full measure of devotion may not have died in vain. And let it be a day to pray and work for peace. In the name of Jesus, the Prince of Peace, whose cause we ultimately serve, and whose name and cross we are called to bear. Amen.
The Prince of Peace, his banner spreads, his wayward folk to lead. From wars embattled, hates and dreads, its bulwark, ire and greed. Oh, marshal us, the sons of sires, who brave the cannons roar, to venture all that peace requires, as they dare death for war. Lead on, O Christ, that haunting song no centuries can dim, which long ago the heavenly throng sang over Bethlehem. Cast down our rancor, fear, and pride, exalt goodwill again. Our worship doth thy name deride, bring we not peace to men. Thy pardon, Lord, for war's dark shame, its death-strewn bloody fields. Yet thanks to thee for souls aflame, who dared with swords and shields. O Christ, who died to give us life, bring that victorious hour, when we shall use for peace, not strife, our valor, skill, and power. Cleanse all our hearts from our disgrace, we love not world but clan. Make clear our eyes to see our race, one family of man. Rend thou our little temple veils that cloak the truth divine, until thy mighty word prevails, that Christ all souls are made.